Every March, our colleagues at NPR Music clear out of the office and head down to Austin to cover the annual South by Southwest Music Conference. Our friends at Alt Latino are among those wading into the musical madness. Felix Contreras is on the streets of Austin to give us a report on some of the great Latin music he's hearing at South by Southwest. Hey, Felix.
Hey, Rachel.
All right, so let's get to the music. This is a festival that attracts bands from all over the U.S. and Latin America in particular, so... which country are we going to focus on first? What Latin American hotspot?
Canada.
Canada? No.
Yes. I saw a band called Mariachi Ghost. They're from Winnipeg, Canada. And here's their backstory. You know, they were started by a guy from Mexico City. His name is Jorge Requena. And he tried to make a name for himself in Mexico. But, you know, that music market is just so overwhelming. He's also a filmmaker. And he took a job in Winnipeg doing some film work. And the light bulb went off. He said, hey, I can start a band up here. So he started a band with some Canadians and another guy from El Salvador, and their sound is a cross of Son Jarocho from Veracruz and rock. So after I saw them last night, they really impressed me with their performance, very energetic. They sent me an audio file of a new song from an upcoming album. So this is the Alt Latino and Weekend Edition Sunday premiere of their song, Susana.
Okay, Susana, there it is.
Yes.
The premiere.
Yeah.
So as I understand it, these performances, when you go to Austin, to South By, these things are happening all over the place. There can be some official venues, but most of the time, these shows are taking place in could be tiny little bars or clubs. Sometimes there's a whole lot going on, a whole lot of back noise, and the space really informs the performance, right? What have you noticed about that?
Well, I saw one band, it was a guitar duo with a voice, and underneath the club in the bar below, this incessant thumping of electronic music just sort of ruined the mood, but they powered through it. It was very brave of them, but they pulled it off. But I went to a place last night, there's a bar on Congress called Townsend. It has a very small room in the back, it's very intimate, and it was a perfect venue for the marriage of sound and space because it was just right for this quietly powerful sound of the band called the Chamanas. They're from El Paso, Juarez, the border area. Very, very captivating singer, lead singer. This is a track from their album. This is called Las Penas, and the album's called The Chamanas.
Cool sound, I like it. Anyone else who caught your ear?
You know, Rachel, I had a true discovery this week. A band that I'd never heard of before and didn't hear till I got here. The lead singer is a woman named Jenny Ball. She's from England and she's a trumpet player, vocalist, and she was traveling in Spain and happened to meet these two flamenco musicians who were from Mexico, oddly enough. They added a percussionist from Spain and they've called their band Jenny and the Mexicats. And what they've done with those influences is create this really impressive mix of rockabilly, cumbia, jazz, flamenco, and they perform it in both English and in Spanish. This is a track from their album. It's called The Song for the UV House Mouse.
Dig that.
Yeah, very cool sound.
Felix Contreras is the host of Alt Latino, NPR Music's podcast about Latino arts and culture. He's been in the thick of the music at this year's South by Southwest in Austin. Hey, Felix, thanks so much. Have fun.
Thank you. I'll try my best.